What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, February 28th, the last day of the month, 2022. And as usual these times, it's a very, very busy news day. We have got a lot to cover. I'm going to try and get through as much as I can before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. You know, it's days like this where this job really isn't a lot of fun. And, you know, the news is just so bad here. We are seeing the continuation of the Russian military operation in Ukraine. We're seeing indications of it potentially spinning out of control. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But the fighting is still going on. Three Bayraktar drones have been shot down. A Ukrainian S-300 complex was destroyed during operations yesterday. And so it's still bombing out there. Satellite images are showing severe damage to Ukrainian air bases after they were reportedly struck by missiles. And so, you know, a lot of damage out there here. Anyway, let's see. There are Ukrainian oil and gas facilities that are on fire. And what we're getting from the Biden White House, everybody's sanctioning Russia. Oh, we're going to sanction Russia. That's going to teach them. And you know, I hope it would stop with that. But the fact of the matter is that Russia has moved most of their foreign reserves into banks that are unreachable by the United States or Europe. Remember, China operates a parallel system to SWIFT, and that's where Russia is doing their business here. So, you know, it's you know, a lot of people are being killed and injured and a lot of destruction. Little side note, a lot of people don't know that the Soviet Union had their own version of the space shuttle, very, very similar to the U.S. space shuttle. One major difference, it actually had engines to help it land, to steer to the airport. They didn't have to do a one-time only glide down and get it perfect every time. They could do a go-around. And like the U.S. shuttle, it was ferried around by a very large airplane. In this case, an Antonov, that sadly, that historical artifact has sadly been destroyed in the war. So, Peter Schweizer is out there saying that the Russian oligarchs are holding assets for Putin, and they probably have a lot of very embarrassing information on Hunter Biden. Obviously, you cannot have a major upheaval in Ukraine without everybody being reminded about Hunter Biden's interplay with Burisma and all that money that they were making here. Now, another satellite is showing a 3.25 mile long convoy of Russian ground forces 40 miles northeast of Kiev moving toward the capital city. And this is tanks, self-prepared artillery, fuel, and logistics. And U.S. and Ukrainian believe Russia's primary military objective is to encircle Kiev and topple the government. And as of last report, Russia has succeeded in completely encircling Kiev. Now it's a siege. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, Belarus is getting into the act. They are launching Iskander missiles from Belarusian territory into Ukraine. So it's no longer just Russia and Ukraine. Belarus is involved. Belarus is preparing to join Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and they are preparing to send troops in, could be sending them now as I speak. It's hard to stay on top of the situation. It develops this fast here. Anyway, the mayor of Kiev remains defiant as the capital is encircled. The Russians are facing an entrenched force of determined patriots. Well, Russia doesn't need to move quickly. If they have the city completely encircled, they just have to sit down and wait until Kiev starts running out of food and fuel. So I think that's probably a big part of why the Russian forces have kind of slowed down. Time is on their side. It is really on their side. Now, over the weekend, there was some very inflammatory rhetoric coming from European countries, France especially. France came on out suggesting that nuclear weapons might be used to convince Russia to pull out of Ukraine. Russia, in response, put their nuclear deterrent forces on the highest possible alert and then chastised NATO for making aggressive statements. Russia is also somewhat unhappy that Russia is now banned from the SWIFT banking system. But as I said, China maintains a parallel one, and Russia is probably plugging into that right now. So, you know, Europe is now out there saying Putin is threatening nuclear war here, even though the talk actually came from Europe to begin with. They're saying everything is on the table right now. And the European Commission president just announced that, in effect, the European Union is joining the war against Russia. And that is a very dangerous, inflammatory thing to have happen. More about the EU in a little bit. Meanwhile, as of today, the United States military is at DEFCON 2. DEFCON 1 is outright war. The missiles are flying. DEFCON 2 is one step below that, and that's where we all are right now. Now, NATO has issued a list of the member states that are now providing arms to Ukraine. A little hard getting them in there. All the airports and shipping ports are under Russian control. NATO is sending these overland convoys, some of which are being intercepted. Others are getting through. So the countries involved in providing arms are Belgium, Canada, the Czech Republic, Estonia, France, Germany, Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, the Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Now, Russia has responded saying that the Western countries supplying weapons to Ukraine will bear responsibility. Not exactly sure what that means, but it's clearly a new red line as the situation continues to escalate. Meanwhile, Russia is still justifying its incursion into Ukraine on the basis of Kiev's constant shelling over the last 8 years of the people in Donetsk and Lugansk. They were basically saying it was, you know, a slow genocide, and that they wanted to protect the Russian-speaking people in the Donbass. And Putin is also saying that Russia is targeting Nazis in Ukraine. Now, the Azov Battalion is a Nazi group in Ukraine. They don't have the swastikas or anything, but it's their belief system and certainly their tactics are very much in line of those of Germany in World War II. Meanwhile, up in Belarus, Lukashenko is saying that the West is pushing Russia into a third world war. And by golly, that will distract those pesky protesters from COVID vaccines and COVID masks and the crashing economy and the open southern border and the total mismanagement of the country here. The U.S. is now racing $350 million in immediate arms to Ukraine. That includes Javelin anti-armor missiles, ammo, and more military vehicles. And these javelins are shoulder-fired. They're produced by Raytheon, and they're used against tanks and other targets. Not like a Stinger that's an anti-aircraft weapon. These are surface-to-surface anti-ground weapons. And the EU is now going to provide fighter jets to Ukraine. And again, that may be very tricky because Russia is in control of all the airfields and shipping ports. Where are they going to land these jets to hand over to Ukraine? Israel is also getting in on the action. Israeli-made weapons are heading to Ukraine. They're being transported in by road because that's the only option available. And so, you know, everybody's they're piling all the weapons in there, and it's a, you know, large amount of death, huge amount of money, and the potential to just spin out of control is definitely there. And I'm concerned. I'm sure that you are as well. Now, this next part is getting a little dangerously close to this becoming a multilateral war. There is a team of American and British Special Forces veterans are preparing to join Ukraine's fight against Russia. Now, there's not that very many of them, okay, but it's comprised of U.S. citizens, British subjects, a German citizen. They're NATO-trained, they're experienced in combat and counterterrorism, but once they're on the ground in Ukraine, Russia could basically say, okay, America has entered the war, and then it really gets crazy after that. Now, up in Turkey, there is this Strait of Water, the Bosphorus, that connects the Mediterranean to the Black Sea. And under the Montreux Agreement, Turkey is in control of it. And they're allowed by that agreement to limit the number of warships transiting the Bosphorus to get into the Black Sea. And Turkey is now saying that they're probably going to get ready to ban both Ukrainian and Russian warships from passing through the strait. And no doubt the American ships will just ease on through here. Sean Penn, what a piece of work there. He had a bad reputation when he was young in Hollywood, always getting in fights and stuff. And I guess it stayed with him. Sean Penn is out there saying, our soul as America is lost if we don't join Ukraine's fight against Russia. And all I can say to that is, here's your rifle, Sean. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Vladimir Putin and tell him you're on your way to whip his butt all by yourself. Now, one of the talking points that we are being sold, we must protect Ukraine because it's a democracy. Democracy must be protected. And it's not really a democracy. It's a junta installed by the United States back in 2014. And Tulsi Gabbard is out there saying, no, Ukraine is not actually a democracy. The president shut down the three TV stations that were openly criticizing him, imprisoned the head of the opposition political party. All of this was done with the support of the United States. Absolutely, absolutely accurate on all of that. Now, the Russian military, the Ministry of Defense, is out there saying Russia did not start these hostilities. They are ending them after 8 years of war by Kiev against the Donbass civilians. And certainly the people in Donetsk and Lugansk have got a legitimate grievance there. Now, over the weekend, there was talk about a summit, a meeting, a negotiation between Russia and Ukraine. It was on again, then off again, then finally it was on again. And Russian and Ukrainian officials met in the Gomel region of Belarus earlier today for talks aimed at halting the fighting in Ukraine and resolving the crisis. Ukraine demanded an immediate ceasefire. They didn't really get it. The meeting is now over. It ended just a few hours ago. They came on out and made the usual polite statement about points of contact for common positions were found in the Russian-Ukraine talks, meaning that nothing of substance was actually accomplished. But they have agreed to have another round of talks on the Polish border in the coming days. So we'll see. Maybe they can pull the plug on this. That would be absolutely wonderful. Pull us back from the brink. We'd still be stuck with a new and very expensive Cold War. But the upside would be that Joe Biden wouldn't be able to blame the runaway inflation on Vladimir Putin anymore. Going to take away Biden's whipping boy. This is a very interesting story coming out of the conservative treehouse. And I want to preface it with a reminder from the history of World War II and the U.S. involvement. Now, we're all taught in the schools that Japan carried out a totally surprise attack on our forces in Pearl Harbor. That is actually not true, because in the entire year leading up to December 7th, President Roosevelt was goading the Japanese, and he was following an eight-step plan crafted by Office of Naval Intelligence, Lieutenant Colonel Arthur H. McCollum. And to American sensibilities, these actions wouldn't have seemed, you know, all that big a deal, you know. But to the Japanese mindset, they were all horrible insults. And one by one, Roosevelt implemented all of these. And sure enough, Japan fell into the trap and they attacked. Well, maybe they tried to do the same thing to Vladimir Putin. Because in this article from the Conservative Treehouse, they're saying that evidence has surfaced suggesting that U.S. intelligence agencies baited Russia in last December by telling China that Ukraine was going to come into NATO. And Ukraine's president had made noises about finally joining NATO. Which was the whole reason for the 2014 coup d'etat by the United States. Ukraine was leading toward Russia, refused an offer to join the European Union, and the coup was on. Now, there's a new poll out there saying that Putin would not have invaded the Ukraine if Trump were still president. This was a Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris Poll survey, according to The Hill. And, you know, it's kind of funny because back in 2019, Joe Biden, when he was campaigning, said, imagine what could happen in Ukraine if Trump is reelected. Well, you know, Joe, you get to sit in the Oval Office, probably not legitimately, and look what has happened in Russia and Ukraine. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, who's out there already stumping for 2024, is still out there saying this is all Trump's fault. You know, it was all, you know, it was all this America first policy and shirking our responsibility to dominate the rest of the world. And she wrote this op-ed for The Atlantic. And everything good Biden did, everything bad Trump did is kind of the thinking out there. Australia is joining the long list of countries wading in. They're sending lethal aid to Ukraine, and they're warning their citizens to stay away from the war zone. Like, we need a government to tell us that. Okay. The U.S. is also telling Americans to get out of Russia. I'm pretty sure most of those Americans already had the idea. Now, in an historic breach with neutrality, Switzerland has joined the European Union in putting sanctions on Russia. And, this may be more symbolic than anything else because Russia has expected sanctions for a long time. That's the U.S. favorite toy to play with when they're dealing with other countries. You get a sanction and you get a sanction and you get a sanction. And so they've made preparations. And basically, the European Union foreign ministers basically came on out and said, you know, Russia has placed its reserves in countries where the European Union can't block them. Okay, so, this is really not going to hit Russia all that hard, although Russia's economy is in a great deal of turmoil, and for that matter, so is much of Europe and the United States of America. Alrighty. Now, the European Union has banned Russia Today and the Sputnik news channels. It's working on more tools to ban what they describe as toxic disinformation. We don't want Russian propaganda coming into our country. We want European and American propaganda because we're the good guys. The concern here is that Russian propaganda has become the new excuse to expand censorship on European and Americans' rights to freedom of expression. Okay, coming up on a commercial break here. And FEMA has come out with warnings what to do in case of a nuclear war, which includes remembering to keep a 6-foot social distance and wear your COVID mask. I think if nuclear bombs are falling around us, the mask is going to be the last thing I am thinking about. We're going to take a break. Commercials, we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, and we know that there's been a tremendous amount of interference in news sources originating in Russia and DOS attacks against Russia Today and Sputnik News and the Moscow Times here. And the other thing big media or tech media in this country is doing, if they can't actually block the channels, they are now demonetizing them. YouTube has already done it. Google is following along, cutting off all ad revenue to the Russian state media. I think at best it's going to be a minor annoyance. I mean, obviously for RBN and whatreallyhappened.com, these actions cause a great deal of concern. But to Russia, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Now, we have been talking about how much propaganda there is out there. There's a it's hit the flood stage. It really has here. And there is an article out of thenextweb.com sounding the warning that fake footage of the Ukraine-Russia war is spreading like wildfire. And it includes instructions on, you know, how to look for that, you know, little suspicious things you should check out if you think you're being fed a little bit of an illusion here. And one example over at TikTok, there was a video of military jets it's historical footage. It is not current, but it was captioned as live video of the situation in Ukraine. So you have to be really careful. Another one that we've seen was this, what was claimed to be a mobile body dissolving unit to hide the number of casualties. And the video footage actually came out of a commercial for a commercial incinerator for trash, a trash incinerator that could go around if you're demolishing a building, you got to get rid of stuff. And the commercial ended with the company's logo. That all got cut off. They put a new soundtrack. So, yeah, truth is the first casualty of war, and you've got to be very suspicious of what you're hearing from any side, okay, because they're really pouring it on there. Now, Glenn Greenwald came on out and said, in the current context here, we all ought to remember Iraq because we are not immune to being deceived into doing something that we later regret. And, you know, absolutely. I remember all that talk about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and he was going to wipe out London in just 45 minutes. And, you know, we went in to Iraq. We committed a lot of war crimes. We killed Saddam Hussein and really turned that place into a mess. And again, history is full of these things. You know, the Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, which I mentioned already on the show, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. The list goes on and on and on. You know, that's how wars get started. Leaders have to trick their populations into going along with a war, because otherwise people would say, no, not interested in invading this other country just to make you and your corporate cronies a little bit richer here. So, yeah, we have to be on the lookout for false flags or anything that is designed to motivate us into wanting to go kill this week's designated enemy. Meanwhile, over this last weekend, while there were nuclear threats being thrown around by Russia and France and Europe in general, Joe Biden was over there in Delaware, you know, hanging out in his basement there, eating his ice cream cones, and came back this morning, refused to take any questions. And so not really a very impressive display. And as a matter of fact, Biden's approval has dropped to a new low in the latest ABC Washington Compost poll. And another poll, this one was reported over in Crack News, 54% of Americans say Biden does not have the mental capacity to serve as president of the United States. It's an absolutely brutal new poll for Biden, and certainly this is going to work against the Democrats in the midterm. Now, Biden has come on out saying, things are really good. Things have gotten so much better since I took over from Donald Trump. But, you know, gosh darn it, because of COVID-19, Americans just don't see it. Okay? He actually said COVID-19 has made it psychologically difficult for Americans to feel happy despite the obvious improvements in our economy and standard of living, which are the blessings of the Biden administration. Talk about desperation on the cusp of madness. You know, it's really just amazing what they come up with. Now, the first rule of propaganda is it's got to make sense, okay? Or it's not going to be substituted for the reality that everybody sees there. Meanwhile, that same ABC Washington Post poll now has the Republican Party racing toward a double-digit advantage going into the midterm elections. And I'm sure the Democrats are getting ready to try and steal as many votes as they can. But again, what happened in 2016? There was a lot of election fraud trying to put Hillary in the White House, but enough Americans voted for Trump to overwhelm the cheating. And we got to do it again in 2024. Got to do it this November, too. All right, we'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about politics here, and this last week and through the weekend, we had the CPAC conference going on, and, you know, a lot of the lights of the GOP were up there, you know, basically rallying the troops for the fight that is to come in the next few months here. Trump got up there and really got really close to saying that he will run in 2024. Most people listening just walked away, you know, convinced he's going to run. And I'm convinced he's going to run also here. So anyway, we mentioned Hunter Biden before and all of his shenanigans over there in Ukraine. The United States Secret Service is claiming that it cannot find 3 years' worth of Hunter Biden's travel records. Now, during that period, Hunter Biden's travel was being underwritten by the taxpayer here. And, you know, he had Secret Service protection during that whole time, but they can't find where he went. And the agency is being accused of making extensive, inappropriate redactions to documents that were produced last month. And now the Secret Service is out there trying to say that, well, maybe your Freedom of Information Act request wasn't properly framed, you know, that would draw the result that you want. They're you know, making excuses here. All righty. Trump is now suggesting a full forensic audit of Mark Zuckerberg. Trump said that Zuckerberg used to come to the White House and kiss his rear end, but Zuckerberg has become one of the major liberal funding bodies, and Trump wants him looked into. Certainly, if the Republicans do retake the Congress this November, they're already promising to open up investigations onto Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. Election fraud, I mean, the whole thing, they're going to drag it out. And this is why I know the Democrats are really going to mount an effort to steal the midterm elections, because, you know, having stolen power, if they lose it, they're finished. They're absolutely finished. All right, little bit of sad news coming out of the January 6th witch hunt. One of the protesters who's been in prison since January 6, 2021, Matthew Perna has reportedly committed suicide in the jail. And you have to wonder, why was he in prison anyway? He attended the rally on January 6 to peacefully stand up for his beliefs. When he learned the FBI was looking for him, he turned himself in. Now, he entered the Capitol building through a previously opened door. He did not, as it was reported in some media, break in. And he was ushered in by the police. Remember all those videos showing the Capitol Hill police opening the doors and beckoning these people in, lambs to the slaughter and so forth. And Matthew did not break, touch, or steal anything. In fact, he stayed inside the velvet ropes just taking pictures, behaving just like a tourist, and they threw him in jail, and I guess he just got so despondent. He committed suicide, or for some reason he was suicided. So we'll find a lot of that's going on right now. Jesse Smollett's lawyers have filed a motion to throw out the guilty verdict in his race hoax trial. This was 2 weeks before his sentencing. And Smollett's defense lawyers Friday basically came on out saying that Smollett's constitutional rights were violated during the jury selection process. Don't exactly know how, but that's the argument that they are making. And, you know, they want their guy out there free. And we'll see what happens with that. Okay, now... over in Macomb County, this was down in, not seeing which state it was here. Anyway, employee of a nursing home, Trine Miasha Rainey, pled guilty last week to forging signatures of mentally disabled patients on absentee ballot applications. She's been sentenced to 45 days in jail. She forged approximately two dozen ballot registrations. And I know it doesn't seem like much, but if you've got a lot of people playing this game, it really adds up. Latest word from Arizona is they have found 200,000 votes that were never counted in the 2020 election. They haven't revealed yet whether they were for Biden or for Trump, but it's another indication that that election should just be decertified from all the problems that are out there. All right, let's talk about COVID. And the good news is it's going to go away, okay, because a top pollster for the Democrats is advising the party to simply declare victory over COVID and move on as quickly as they can. Otherwise, they're going to pay dearly for it in the midterm elections. So that means, and we're already seeing, you know, mask mandates are being, they've canceled the mask mandate in Congress just in time for Biden's State of the Union. But I think it's too little too late, because I think come November, the voters are going to remember all of this COVID nonsense, the loss of jobs, the closing of businesses, and they're not going to forget as easily as the government would like them to. So over in Hong Kong, the draconian COVID restrictions they have over there, including separating children from parents, has sparked a major exodus from Hong Kong. People are leaving the city and going somewhere else. Now, over at the FDA, last week they said GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotech's COVID-19 antibody treatment should not be practiced in places with a circulation of variants that were not susceptible to the drug. You know, just trust the vaccines here. Vir has said the drug Cetrovimab keeps neutralizing against the emerging BA2 form of the Omicron coronavirus variant. And, yeah, they're going to keep cooking these things up because there's a lot of money on the line. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. And so what if some people get sick and die? I mean, you're being so petty. Interesting article over at American Thinker. And it declares that COVID's worst victim has been America's trust. And that is certainly true. Americans right now are very distrustful of their media. They are very distrustful of the government. They have been lied to so many times about so many things. And yeah, COVID was sort of the icing on the cake with all the flip-flopping and, you know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks. And, you know, so, you know, Americans' trust in great institutions is dying on the vine. And, you know, the U.S. government and the media has a credibility crisis of their own making. Now, over at CNN, you know, they're making a big deal out of their new partnering with Discovery Channel and this new majority member of the board who's out there making statements about bringing real journalism back to CNN. I'll believe that when I see it. I think they're just trying to sucker an audience back in there because this new member of the board is like used to associate with Joe Scarborough and people like that. So I don't hold out a lot of hope that CNN is going to be seeing the error of its ways here. Tucker Carlson came on out with a video saying, "No one believes you anymore, Joe Biden." And he's absolutely right. Reminds me of that old joke, how do you know when a politician is lying? Their lips move. That's it. Now, this next story really pissed me off. We have seen this tendency over the last decade for school administrators to intrude on the privacy of their students, even when they're not on campus, spying on their social media. There was one notorious case where it was found these school-supplied laptops had spyware installed on them, allowing school officials to spy on students in the privacy of their own bedrooms, which I think was across the line. But we now have a way over the line here because up in Michigan, parents have filed a lawsuit against the school board, the school district, for monitoring the parents' social media posts and reporting on things that were said to their employers to try and, you know, get them fired from their jobs. The parents have been critical of the school district's COVID policies, and the school district basically declared war on the parents. Okay, school districts have got no business spying on the parents. I don't think they have any business spying on the kids when they're not actually in school. But spying on the parents, that is just way, way over the line here. Okay, now, up in Canada, Trudeau made a big deal about walking away from the Emergencies Act and declared that the banks were going to unfreeze the bank accounts. It turns out that not all the accounts have been unfrozen. And now the Trudeau government is telling Canadians that to get their bank accounts unfrozen, they must prove they stopped participating in the protests. Well, how do you prove a negative? How do you prove you're no longer protesting unless you allow total 24/7 government surveillance of your actions? And this is not making the Canadian people very happy at all. Meanwhile, the People's Convoy, which started in California, was in Oklahoma last night. I think they're crossing our state today. So far, they have over 1,000 vehicles, and it's growing. More and more vehicles are joining. People are just lining the sides of the highways and the overpasses with banners encouraging support. So this is going to be another historical moment. And already we're seeing the nation's capital is girding it. The police are fencing off the Capitol building ostensibly for Biden's State of the Union speech. Well, in years past, they haven't fenced off the Capitol for the State of the Union speech. It's supposed to be the People's House anyway. This is clearly being done out of concern that agents provocateurs are going to kick up some violence in the trucker convoy. And Washington, D.C. has put out a call to other states to send some of their National Guardsmen to basically make stink face at the trucker protest as they come into town. To his credit, Ron DeSantis has refused. He's not sending any of his National Guard up to Washington, D.C. Doesn't think it's a really good idea. All righty, getting into the non-Ukraine international news. A lot of stuff is going to be happening. Everybody assumes that we're all watching Russia and Ukraine, and now's the time to do things that otherwise we wouldn't do it. Turkey has violated Greek airspace. They're accusing Greece of training terrorists while the world is being distracted by Ukraine. Down in Iran, the Vienna talks are still ongoing. There are some reports of progress. And the U.S. is warning that time is running out. Now, there is no formal deadline, but the U.S. is acting like there's always one just around the corner. Iran is saying they will not accept a deadline in nuclear talks. Okay, however long it's going to take to arrive at a solution acceptable to all parties, Iran is willing to take that time. Okay, over in Myanmar, fighting has erupted there. Myanmar's military has deployed ground troops and launched air and artillery strikes against rebel forces in the country's east. And bombardments were carried out for a second day in Nan Mae Khon village in Kaya, a state bordering Thailand, where soldiers have met months of resistance from the Karenni National Defense Force, one of several militia groups that is challenging the junta's rule. So, anyway... North Korea has test-fired another ballistic missile into the sea. That happened yesterday. They are resuming their weapons tests. Again, they're concerned that war may be coming, and they would like to have their own deterrent, long-range missiles armed with nuclear warheads, because you don't mess with a country that has those, unless you're an idiot like Joe Biden. All right, let's talk about the economic news. Obviously, what's going on in Russia and Ukraine has had a significant impact around the world. There is a looming crisis for the global stock markets, a lot of volatility. Bank run in Russia, the ruble is definitely descending. The bond market is collapsing. And, British Petroleum took a huge hit. The Dow was way, way down. It's back up now here. In fact, let me see where it is right now. It's basically been all over the place. And let's see. It's back in the red again. What can I tell you? It's about 200 down at the moment here. Now, over at CBS, they know what's the reason for all of the inflation and the economic chaos right there. It's all the fault of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. And we're going to keep hearing that between now and the midterm elections, which is why I'm hoping Russia and Ukraine will come to an agreement, because that takes away Biden's whipping boy. And he gets to own the inflation, because, you know, if Russia and Ukraine come to peace, it's not going to fix the economy in this country. The reason we have so much inflation is the Democrats' habit of just printing and spending and printing and spending and printing some more and spending some more. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying, what's wrong with that? We just print up the money and we spend it. Okay, so I'm sure she was a great bartender, but not so swift on economics here. And... Russia aside, what we're hearing from Real Clear Markets is that what we're dealing with right now is not a bear market. It is a classic correction, which means they're saying it's going to continue to go down over at the stock market, no matter how inexpensive the Federal Reserve makes credit for those brokers who borrow money to play in the stock market. That's only going to increase inflation. And right now, the Federal Reserve is in a bit of a corner, because if they start raising rates to control inflation, the stock market will take it in the kneecap. And it's some trouble over there in Russia. We're hearing that Ukraine is likely to default on their foreign debt. And now we're seeing from U.S. News and World Report that Russia may default on their external debt. Got to take a break. Shows for the break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here, and the West has piled sanctions upon sanctions trying to crush the Russian economy, and Reuters has reported that Russia is taking steps to make sure foreign investors are going to get dragged along for the ride. Now, the Russian Central Bank, which the U.S. and EU have sanctioned, and as a result, all transactions would be banned, has ordered market players to reject foreign clients' bids to sell Russian securities. So they're just going to hang on to the paper and feel the pain of the economic war that has been unleashed on Russia. Oil has hit over $100 a barrel, so you can say hello to $7 a gallon gas. And Joe Biden has just leapt in to fix the situation. He has halted oil and gas leasing on federal land. Kind of hard to figure out the thinking that's going on inside that brain with that one, but that's what he did here. Now, the harsh reality is that Russia is the second largest supplier of oil to the United States of America. And as a result, despite all the stink face and talk about war, the U.S. is still buying crude oil from Russia. And American billionaire John Katsimatidis, I think it is, said, you know, we're wiring Putin money every single day. Well, you know, what's your alternative? Biden shut down the Keystone XL, shut down the Nord Stream 2. He's blocking more exploration. You know, under Trump, we were pretty much energy independent. And now we're back into this thing of this global oil economy, and we're seeing the downside of it. And Biden apparently is going to go ahead and import oil from Iran at the same time that they're talking tough and saying, you're building a bomb and we hate you. Can we buy your oil? Okay. Over in China, they're having to do enormous bailouts to save their banks. Despite that trouble, though, Russia and China look to be collectively challenging the U.S. dollar's reserve status. Now, it used to be the U.S. dollar was the global reserve currency, much as the British pound sterling had been before it. But these days, most countries, they're not as trusting of the dollar, and so they keep their foreign exchange reserves in what's called a basket of currencies. The dollar is definitely supreme in those, but Russia and China are saying, well, it's time, you know, for somebody else's currency to become the global reserve here. Okay. Meanwhile, I mentioned that China has an alternative to SWIFT. Stocks being traded on that are now soaring. They're doing very well over there. And there's a couple of other parallel economic systems out there as well. You know, SWIFT does not reign supreme. SWIFT is it for the United States and Europe, but they could wind up, you know, burning their own home down, as it were, with the international finance. Okay, there's the music. It's time to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.